That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
When it comes to our skin, I probably care more about even skin tone than anything else. Sure, lines and wrinkles are annoying, but I hate to say it, sometimes they're more easily fixable. You guys know I'm a big fan of Clinique for a very long time now. Their brand is iconic and will always remind me of the heyday of the 90s, the days when I used to spend hours at the beauty counter in every department store in New York, where I'd flip through the pages of magazines, ripping out every perfume sample. I miss doing that. Does that still exist? But enough about this. They have a new product I'm excited to tell you guys about. If you have dark spots, it can often feel like a vicious cycle. As soon as one fades, good Lord, another one pops up. Break the cycle with Clinique Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter. This powerful serum works on melanin-rich to fair skin and helps visibly correct dark spots, such as acne marks, while protecting from future discoloration. 94% demonstrated an improvement in radiance and visible skin tone, including acne marks, in just 8 weeks. I love that it is gentle for all skin types and free of any oils, sulfates, parabens, and fragrance. I love that this product soothes and calms the skin. Just because you're stressed doesn't mean your skin should look stressed too. But in all seriousness, let's all try to be less stressed. It's super easy to use, twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. Just one or two pumps into the fingertips and you can use it all over your face. I recommend following with moisturizer and sunscreen. If you're like me and want that radiant Clinique skin, I highly suggest giving this a whirl. Get Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter this holiday season. Available at Clinique.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You know, Mary Alice, when we always want to look good. We want to feel good. We want to use good products. We want to be more green, sustainable. Like, mm-hmm. It's difficult.
It's hard. It's hard, especially living in LA or just in this modern world we live in with all these toxins pouring in on us from all directions.
Our next guest, she had me at Glowy Super Gel. And if you guys don't know Glowy Super Gel, by the end of this podcast, you will know the entire line. You will know it well. It's from the founder and CEO of Say. She's the queen of clean beauty, good skin, and good decisions, not to mention how to live a non-toxic life. We are so lucky because she started Say, which I'm going to let Lainey Crowell, who we have on today, get into it. After leaving Estee Lauder, she launched The Moment, an editorial platform dedicated to living a non-toxic life in search of clean beauty brand. She started Say in 2019. And a really small but minute fact, she's married to one of the best guys, Sean Sachs, if you're listening. I love your fucking wife. I love you. Sunshine, he is the CEO of Sunshine Sachs. And if you don't know Sunshine Sachs, you're missing the best PR company, one of the best PR companies out there. We're obsessed with you and we're obsessed with Say and Super Glowy Gel. You can now get in the mini. Lainey grew up in fashion and then she's worked with Gucci, Lucky. What you have created with this brand is phenomenal. And she has a striped t-shirt on, red lips, and she has super glowy skin. We're so happy to have you. I can't even tell you.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. We have so much to talk about. This is so perfect because I like to have it all. I want my products to be good for me, but I want them to be super chic. I have to use an F word. I decided not to use
you
it.
You can like, use it. You're because you're fat as fuck. They're fucking chic.
Chic. And that's the name of the game with Say. Like, it's just Glowy Super Gel is the best highlighter of all time. And it's also so good for you. And the packaging is made out of glass and you can pull it apart and put it right in your recycling bin.
Yeah, you guys, I have it in front of me. It's the name of the brand is called SAIE. And we're not just going to focus on Say, because what we love about Lainey, she really is, she puts her mouth.
Money where her mouth is.
When you put your money, where your mouth is, she really does live this incredible non-toxic life. And that's why we're having her on. But I love your background. I love your husband. I love your products. I want to be you. We want to be you. And our listeners, they don't know it yet, but they want to be you too.
Lainey, can you kind of take us back through your beauty journey? You have such an amazing resume. I think that's also so interesting for the listeners. How did you know you wanted to be in beauty? How did, you know, Lucky Magazine, one of my favorites, really revolutionized the magazine world? And then you've had these amazing jobs. You were doing digital content for anyone else. Can you kind of walk us through your beauty journey to what led you to this moment?
I mean, I remember being 11 years old and buying Allure magazine with Amber Valletta on the cover. And I think I got in trouble for it, I think. But I mean, I have always been a beauty lover, just obsessed with all aspects of it.
I think I was the West Coast editor of Allure at that time when you were 11 years old. You're really going to date me right now. So, oh my God.
I mean, that cover is iconic.
She's amazing.
I did all my shopping at CVS. I would go through magazines, tear out the pages of the editor's picks, and then go find those items. And then my mom was a diplomat and we actually moved to Paris. And that was such a moment for me in my fashion and beauty journey, because you know, like the love they have for beauty and fashion isn't something that they deny. It's something that's like fully embraced. And that was a pivotal moment for me and being like, okay, I love fashion. I love beauty. This is something that even though my parents are lawyers and diplomats, I know is what I'm passionate about. So I moved to New York City, not knowing anybody, with the goal of being a fashion editor. I wanted my name on the masthead. Not really understanding like, okay, there's only 20 magazines and there's only 10 editors. Like this is going to be hard. But, you know, I think looking back at my whole career, everything had a little aspect of manifesting to it. And I read Lucky Magazine religiously. I knew Kim France's face. So when I ran into her at Banana Republic on Fifth Avenue, I introduced myself. And that was how I got my first job.
See,
I
love that. That's amazing.
And she wrote me an email after I introduced myself and then emailed her because she gave me her business card. And she said, the fact that you introduced yourself to me shows that you're fearless and that's what you need in this industry. And I'm going to help you get your first job. Because I was interning for free 5 days a week at Elle at that point, doing double shifts as a hostess at Barbudo on the weekend.
By the way, still love me some Barbudo.
She doesn't. And so then I was in fashion and ultimately working in print, I saw the fact that there was this shift happening. And I've always been good at kind of seeing around the corner a little bit. I could see around the corner that digital was the new frontier. And I went online and to a startup, and which was boot camp in terms of social media, web design, all those things, and very quickly got recruited by Estee Lauder to come and start all of their social media channels, which I think they had Facebook, but I launched everything. And I started their influencer marketing department. I remember my boss saying to me when I said, you know, maybe I should go get my MBA. I've always been very ambitious and I wanted to be able to be, you know, top of my career, no matter whatever my career was. And she turned to me and she said, you are getting your MBA.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it was so true. I learned from the best of the best. I think back on things that I learned or observed at Estee Lauder all the time in the building of Say, in the way that they did things best in class, the way they think they looked at things in such a global, big way. the way in which they executed everything. And I hope that you see that reflected in the excellence that is Say.
Ethical fashion, let's talk about it. And who better to talk about it with than Cleo Bella, a brand that is very close to my heart, so much I even collaborated with them last year. Their fall collection is out now and features the most stunning color palette of desert hues and prints inspired by the Art Deco movement. I'm particularly eyeing their ivory and black styles that have such pretty feminine details. And when they're leather handbags, you gotta check out. What I love about their dresses is how transitional they are from season to season. Their designs have a timelessness to them that I find myself continuing wanting to wear year after year. I'm going to throw out a few names of styles I love so you know what I'm talking about. First, the Emery mini dress. I love, love that it wraps. The print kind of works all year long. Okay, next, the Miana ankle dress. What I love about this is you can really dress it up or really dress it down. The Stevie mini is such a fun one as well. I love the color and the pink. And lastly, the Lacey mini dress. It's just a great black dress that you can wear all the time. Again, another that you can dress up or down, and I love the Swiss dotting. As an added bonus, they are such a great brand to support. Sustainability and ethical practices are at the core of the brand. Deeply rooted in partnerships with independent artisans around the world, their designs are ethically handmade while preserving traditional heritage techniques. When you shop on their website, CleoBella.com, you can choose 1% of your purchase to be donated towards global education, the planet, and charities that empower young women. Shop the new fall collection. You guys, we're lucky we get 20% off with code LIPSTICK. Visit CleoBella.com, that's CleoBella.com/lipstick to see what's new as well as some of my favorites. Okay, so there's a new podcast everyone needs to know about. You know, I love supporting other women in my life every chance I get. Before I tell you what it is, I'm going to share a little story. It all started a few years back when I found these two incredible women in the South who organize homes, closets, pantries, basically anywhere that needs extra help. And they're exceptionally good at it. Like the best of the best of the best, we're not talking a simple organization. This is next level, and it's been completely life-changing. So they came to my house and blew me away immediately. But what equally blew me away was this bond they had, this chemistry that was palpable and so entertaining to witness. Just ask my husband. It was undeniably their best friend energy, and I knew they were meant for TV. Fast forward a few years later and Get Organized with the Home Edit was born, their business and friendship truly brought to life. That's them. Meet Clea Scherer and Joanna Teplin. They really are the best of the best, and I know you're going to love them too. If you're not already big fans like myself, is it weird to say you're fans of your friends? Their new podcast, Best Friend Energy, is a weekly chat that brings you into the girls' inner circle in a way you've never been before. Let me tell you, there is no shortage of conversation here. Each week, they'll interview special guests, answer all your questions, and deep dive on all the everyday annoyances life has to offer. Get ready to join them and some of their best friends every Tuesday as they talk about anything and everything. From Sony Music Entertainment, Hello Sunshine, The Home Edit, and something else. Listen and follow Best Friend Energy wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you always been into clean beauty? Because Say is a clean, I mean, best in class. Can I just point out one little thing? You know that dream of Allure Magazine and Amber Valletta? This one right here, Miss Lainey, was Allure's Best of Beauty in 2021. And if you guys know Best of Beauty from Allure, it's impossible. And if you make it,
full circle.
It's amazing. Full circle.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that two and two together. That just made me get goosebumps a little bit.
It's crazy. That's how life is. I mean, but was there an aha moment, to Molly's point, that you saw, was it, I see something in the market that's not available, I see a hole in the market? Was it just, I'm obsessed with clean beauty? What was kind of the aha moment for you to create the company?
I left Estee Lauder with this like really big idea of making beauty better. And it was because of my background. You know, my mom was, and my dad, but really my mom was a true environmentalist and was always, I mean, she taught me how to compost when I was in first grade. And so when I was at Estee Lauder, I was like, okay, there's something missing here for me in my values. I'm not understanding how these ingredients are good for me. We're not talking about the environment at all. The models are retouched so much. And, you know, I just, there was something in my values that wasn't clicking. And so I was left with this really big idea of making beauty better, really thinking about like, well, what if every aspect of beauty made you feel good? Because like, this is a industry for people, but primarily women. And as a woman, I want to feel good when I'm spending my money. And I think that beauty should make you feel good inherently. And so I started a blog, and it's interesting when you look back at things, you know, putting those kind of connecting those dots. I knew that blog wasn't the end all, but my instincts told me really strongly that I should do it. And you mentioned my husband.
Just so you know, I had no idea you were married to Sean Sachs. I swear on my life, I'm like, what?
I just am very excited because right now it's like, you know, Sean Sachs is always, oh, you're married to Sean Sachs. Now it's becoming you're married to Lainey. And I like that.
I'm sure he's going to listen to some podcasts, but you know, your husband is very profound in the PR world and so prolific and just a great all around gorgeous, by the way, guy. And I had no idea. So kudos to you because you're a badass.
Well, when I've told him about all of these things, he's always said, what's your plan? How is it going to be excellent? And when I was working on this blog, which was, I said to him, this isn't the end. There's something here that I need to have a conversation about. And it's about this idea of beauty being better. And we talked about everything, meditation, nutrition, our environment, and then of course, clean beauty, which honestly then was really not a term that people were using. There was just kind of this whisper, and brands started sending me products to review. And I remember my aha moment, which was when I was going out one night and I went looking for some makeup. And in my beauty closet that I had made in our apartment, I had all these bins with little labels on it. And the bin with makeup was empty and all the other bins were overflowing. And it was this very visual moment of where the white space was and where this like, where this was missing for the consumer. And as a makeup and beauty lover, I was like, well, wait a minute, makeup is like the fun part. And I went on Instagram that night and I just started asking my community questions of like, well, what do you use? What works? What doesn't work? What would you create if you could create something? And that was the night that Say was born. It's where our name comes from. It's from our community saying what they want. And that's how we launch all of our products.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
We have a private Facebook group called the Clean Beauty Crew with over 2,000 members. And every single one of our products is crowdsourced through them. What do you guys want to see next? And they were the ones that gave us the idea for Slip Tint, which is our award-winning tinted moisturizer. I said, oh, but there's other tinted moisturizers out there. And they said, no, this is incredible. It needs to be my skincare and my makeup in one.
And how do you explain clean beauty?
Yeah. Like, because it's so now kind of thrown around.
It's like green fashion. It's clean. Yeah. You're green. It's a sort of, this word is used so much, but in the beauty industry, especially right now, it's such a hot, like, mm-hmm. word. So how do you describe clean beauty and what you do for your products to make them clean?
Okay, so we take clean in a very strict definition, but the way I like to describe it is that your products are good for you. So every ingredient that's in there is doing something good for your skin as opposed to doing nothing. And I don't even think you have to get into the conversation about something not being good for you, because I think silicones are such a great example. Silicones actually don't even get absorbed into your skin. They're a plastic. So you could even argue that they're clean. But let's just talk about silicones as an ingredient that does nothing for you. Like, it, you know, a silicone doesn't get absorbed into your skin. Or if you're someone like me that's prone to breakouts, they'll make you break out because they don't go anywhere. And we don't use any silicones, just partially because they do nothing for your skin. And you could, instead of having a silicone in there, which is obviously very cheap, you could have a nourishing ingredient in there that is hydrating your skin, plumping your skin, repairing your skin. And I think the third thing to think about within ingredients is also what they do to your planet. So silicones never go away.
Isn't that crazy?
They're forever. And when you have a foundation that's full of silicones, like most foundations are, you wash your face, and they go down the drain and they never go away. I remember talking to somebody about this and I said, oh my God, like we're going to be swimming in silicones. And they said, we already are.
Well, look at the plastic in the ocean. How do you combat this idea that clean beauty doesn't last longer, that it's more expensive? Are the ingredients in non-clean beauty keeping it on, you know, available for 4 years as a mascara versus, you know, a 3 month situation?
Yeah. I mean, that's actually one of the reasons why we exist. I mean, when you think about what the pillars of Say, which we call the Feel Good Five, conscious, luxury, earth-friendly, award-winning, and new, stands for clean. The luxury component is your products working and lasting and functioning just like any traditional product. How do we do that? It takes us like a year to develop a product. One of our product developers calls it the Olympics of product development because she was like, we'd work together at Estee Lauder. And she said, I can create 30 products in the time it takes me to do one because of the fact that we're not using plastics. Plastics are makeup stay on your face.
I know, right. Isn't it? I know. I never even thought about that. Because we do. We throw around the term, oh, it's clean. Well, what does that actually mean?
What does that actually mean?
I think it's a very complicated question because there is no regulation in the US.
Right.
There's such little regulation. So I think that the best way as a consumer to figure it out is to do a little bit of research. I don't think it takes a lot, but I think the number one thing to do is to go on the brand's website and read about their philosophy, read about their ingredients. On, because I'm so passionate about exactly what this question is, we have on our site, you can click on every single ingredient and it tells you exactly what it is in layman's terms and why it's in there and what it does for your skin.
I love that. I love that.
I know.
It makes a huge difference using whole ingredients, looking on the back and can you actually understand and say each ingredient? Like that's what I'm doing now with our foods.
If you don't know what it is, shouldn't eat it. You probably shouldn't put it on your face.
Or you can't pronounce it, 9 times out of 10, it's not great for you.
And food is the most perfect analogy with clean makeup. Don't you want your food to be making you feel good? Same thing with what you're putting on your body.
You guys, I'm so excited because Halloween is almost here. Okay, maybe I'm too excited about Halloween as an adult, but it's just so fun to dress up and we really get into it in the Stuber household. You should see my house right now. It's a whole thing. What can I say? Give me a theme and I run far with it. Let me just put it this way. It's not even Halloween yet, and I've already dressed up twice. We had a little Hocus Pocus 2 party for Scar and her little friends, and then I got mystery reader at school, so I had to surprise Gray and dress up as a witch with purple hair, lips, and eyes. It was truly a blast. I want to do it all over again. But enough about Halloween. Can you tell I'm obsessed? I just feel like once Halloween is over, we're full-blown into the holiday season. It happens so fast every year. I know it can be overwhelming and so many of us don't have the time to be prepared, but that's why Macy's is here to be our one-stop shop for all party hopping and hosting needs. They have fabulous essentials like casserole and pie dishes. Doesn't a casserole feel really retro and 60s? You could make a scary Halloween cherry pie that looks like blood. Did I take this too far? Probably. I told you we were into it over here. Or for Thanksgiving, sweet potato and marshmallow situation, very Southern, one of my favorite sides, but it's delicious. I could just eat nothing else and be happy. There's so much home decor to choose from and so many good gifts. You'll never be empty-handed going to that Halloween party or Friendsgiving or Christmas brunch, whatever it might be. Just check out Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com. Has anyone else been having a hard time sleeping lately? The more doctors and scientists research sleep, the more we learn how important it is for our health. I really want to do a whole Lipstick on the Rim episode about this, so stay tuned because we're going to do it. So I'm grateful to have found Magnesium by Moon Juice. You know I love this company. I love everything that they do, but this delicious pink drink formulated with 3 forms of bioavailable magnesium and L-theanine to help with muscle relaxation, restorative sleep, healthy brain activity, and deep calm. All things that are not easy to come by, but are super important for both our health and our happiness. So many of us are deficient in magnesium, over 50% in the US. This can manifest as brain fog, headaches, low mood, fatigue, and insomnia. So it's super important to find a high quality magnesium powder to replenish your body. Most magnesium supplements on the market contain one form of magnesium, but Magnesium has three forms in there to target muscles, brain, and digestion. The ingredients are 100% traceable, unadulterated, and sustainably sourced and formulated for maximum absorption, which means maximum results. Trust me when I say you can feel the difference from the other powder supplements on the market. Magnesium helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and go to the bathroom in the morning, which is a nice little bonus. One of my favorite parts of magnesium is that it also has L-theanine, which helps to promote the same brain waves that are created during meditation. They call it meditation you can sip. And I can tell you from personal experience, there's an instant calm that washes over my body after I drink my nightly pink drink. You can feel the effects within 30 minutes. That's right, 30 minutes. So if, like me, you find it difficult to find a moment of quiet in your home, let alone time to meditate, this is one of my all-time favorite hacks for my body and my brain. And it's so easy to mix. Just one teaspoon into water. It dissolves instantly and tastes delicious. I take mine right before bed and just helps me ever so gently wind down and wake up feeling completely refreshed. To get the sleep of your dreams, head to www.moonjuice.com/lipstick and use the code lipstick at checkout for 20% off. You guys, you're going to love this.
Did you find scientists? I mean, how did you develop your products? Because I think that's the most important thing. I mean, obviously you had Estee Lauder, but how does one create a beauty line? It's such a huge undertaking.
Great question, because I obviously had never started a beauty company before. I'd never raised money before. So it was really like putting one foot after the next. My first hire was a product developer, because I knew that these products had to perform the same as any traditional beauty product and really better. So people always said, well, you don't need a product developer in-house. That's what you go to a lab for. And they have a product developer. And I was like, no. This is such a big differentiating factor for us. Clean has a reputation of products not performing. Our job is to debunk that. So every single one of our products has to perform at an award-winning level. And I'm so proud to say that every product that we have has won at least one award. And because of when this podcast is coming out, I can share that Sunmelt, which I know you like, Molly, is winning Allure Best of Beauty. So it's going to be our third Allure Best of Beauty award in less than 3 years.
You guys, I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Sunmelt. I'm holding it medium bronze. It's in a little container. And it's like, how do I say this? It's like the super glowy gel, but with your fingers, you can apply it as a contour, as a bronzer, as an all over décolleté, legs. It's a contour bronze. I mean, I'm obsessed.
That's what I've used right here.
Yeah.
Cause I love that look, especially with a red lip, but it melts into your skin because of all of the nourishing oils that make it up.
It's basically the sister of Super Glowy Gel. And by the way, I love a hero product. And when I got this product, I'm like, what is this product? First of all, it's glass, which I love. Black, super chic. Love the font. But I put it on. I'm like, huh. It starts out being like a little dark. And I'm like, ugh, I don't know about that. And then you put it on and it's so dewy and so gorgeous. So Star is more of a champagne-y, shimmery. Sun is more of a bronzy. It is so good. I mean, I'm putting it on my hand right now, you guys. It's so like bronzy and like, I mean, it's yummy.
Was that your first product? Was that what you wanted to do first?
It was one of our first products. I think going back to your question about how do we make our products, because of our background, because of our in-house product developers, we work with the best manufacturers in the entire world. And that's something that is super unique. We actually have a pretty complicated supply chain because we work with the best of the best for each product. So we don't just go to one place and say like, okay, we want these 10 products. That's how you end up with a bunch of mediocre products. We take the hard road of going and working with the best of the best for every different category.
What did you think was going to be your first hero product? Was it Star?
I mean, it's actually tied between Slip Tint and Glowy Super Gel. And I knew.
I'm wearing Slip Tint now, you guys. I love me some Slip Tint. I'm medium.
That's a little bit like asking you what your favorite child is. I know it's hard.
I literally get butterflies before I put these products on because of the effect that it gives and because they're so easy. I'm a mom. I'm super busy. I'm not a makeup artist. All of our products are designed to be easy, effortless. Like I can do my makeup in 2 minutes, easy. You don't have to prep your skin at all with Slip Tint. It's so jam-packed with nourishing hyaluronic acid, different oils. It also has licorice root in it for brightening. And you just put it directly on your skin. You don't have to prep your skin at all. It is your moisturizer and your SPF in one.
Will you talk a little bit about your new cheeks? You're called Dew Blush and it's so good.
Dew Blush. So Dew Blush, just took the world by storm because just went viral on TikTok. And we have two new shades, Chili and Spicy. That is like choosing between two kids,
right?
Because I don't know which one I am more obsessed with, Chili or Spicy, but I'm currently very into Spicy, which is a burnt terracotta. You just use a couple little dots, you blend it in, and it just like gives you that dewiness and that meltiness and that flush of color for that like lit from within look. We're definitely known for that clean girl, no makeup look. And I love how natural it all is.
So Chili was with me all summer and I did a whole beauty scoop on it from the Hamptons. And I probably sold you a million because it's so good. And you only just need a little bit and you can dot also in the center of your lip. And just make it kind of like as your base. It's like a beigey, rosy. It's delicious.
Well, I think that's a theme with all of your products, that you can use them on your lips, on your eyes, on your cheeks. You can kind of use them all over, which, like you said, your makeup takes 5 minutes.
Easy, effortless, and fun. You can mix and match everything. So Glowy Super Gel, you can put on by itself. You can mix it with your Slip Tint. You can put it on top. It's stunning on your decollete and your shoulders. Yeah, it's easy effortless.
How do you personally practice sustainability? You have a sweet little girl named Isabella. You have Sean. You have a great family. And I love that your mom, like I love that it came from your mom but for us, are there things that we can do every day, tips or things that we should add into our daily routines?
So I actually have two girls, Isabella and Rosie.
Excuse me, Rosie.
We can't forget Rosie because she always gets forgotten. So we can't forget her.
Rosie, how old is Rosie?
Rosie just turned 2.
Rosie, how old is Isabella now?
She is about to be 5.
So fun. You're getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah, it's really fun. Really in it. You know, I think just getting rid of single-use plastics, that's just the easiest thing to do. Bring your water bottle everywhere, fill up your water bottle. I remember saying something once about the fact that I don't use, well, they're like, well, what do you do if you're thirsty? I'm like, I just stay thirsty until I get home. Yeah. It's okay.
It's
you
okay.
can be thirsty. You don't have to buy a plastic water bottle just because you don't have your reusable one on you right that second. Like, it's okay. I think there's that saying no is really powerful when it comes to the environment. And so saying no to single-use plastics is something that's actually like, it takes a little bit of effort, but it's not that hard.
Well, I'm doing it now. I mean, we're not doing any plastic bottles anymore. The water bottles are either stainless or glass. And I know it's tricky with children, but it's mainly stainless. But
it's also better for your hormones, as we've learned from Dr. Geller.
And we've made a really conscious effort to limit the plastic. I mean, even in the summer, we did not do water bottles and we had a little machine that they could go to, or we had our filtered water out of the sink. And if it probably wasn't filtered and I was just told it was, but we drank it.
We put in a filter that does our whole house. And that's awesome because you could just fill up your glass in any bathroom. And that's been a big time saver for us. But I think another one that, you know, people get really intimidated by, but is something that's such an impact on the environment is composting. We just got the Lomi, which is one that the composter that actually sits on your countertop. We have compost outside. You can look up where your compost is. You can drop it off at your farmer's market. You guys are in California. It's the best place to compost ever.
Will you explain composting for those of you who don't understand it?
Of course. So all of our produce, all of our fruits, vegetables, depends on what kind of compost you have, but you can also compost cheese, meat, of course, any starch, so crackers, papers. You actually want to put dry compost into your mix. So that shredded up paper you get in your packages, you can actually compost all of Say's cartons because we don't coat them. Composting is basically natural matter decomposing in a natural way. And when you do that, it means that it decomposes faster. So if you put your natural waste, so your food in the landfill, it takes months and months and months to decompose because it doesn't have the natural stuff around it to become soil. So it doesn't have the other fruits and vegetables. It doesn't have paper. It doesn't have leaves. And then it becomes like a carbon sink. Whereas if you do it at home, you can create this beautiful soil that is like the best soil you could ever have to put around your trees and your flowers. And it does take effort, but I actually think it's a nice way to connect with what you're eating and your garden and your outdoor area. And it's just so much better for the environment. Like as much as we can keep out of the landfills, the better. And when you stop putting all of that into your trash, it's shocking how many fewer trash bags you have to use, how your trash doesn't smell bad.
I feel like I use so many trash bags.
I do too. I mean, it's just constant. Your face, do you take off your makeup?
What do you eat?
Yeah. Exactly.
And what is Isabella and Rosie, what do they snack on? We want to know everything.
Beauty is easy peasy. I have the things that work, and that's just what I stick to. So at the end of the day, I wash my face with water in the morning, just water and a washcloth so that I don't disrupt my skin barrier, which is something that I learned later in life as being like the easiest thing to do for your skin. And then I put slip tint or sun visor straight on my face as that multi-use product. Depending on how much time I have, I'll do glowy super gel on top. I'll obviously do mascara. I can't live without mascara 101. 100% natural, doesn't flake. Your lashes get so long, good. It's the best. And then I'll comb my brows, a little dew blush, done. We just launched lipstick, so I'm a little bit obsessed with the pop of color on my lips right now. And at nighttime, I use a cleanser, a face oil, and that's kind of it. I'm super simple. If I have time, I love the Ren Brightening Tonic. I'll do that like as a toner a few times a week to really get that like exfoliation and brightening. And before I go to sleep, before I take my CBD gummies.
Oh, tell us which one.
Oh, I'm really into Juna right now.
Juna?
I love them. And if I'm like really wired, I'll also do a CBD tonic to just hit it from all angles. Dreamland, Jupiter Dreamland drops. And oh, you guys are in LA, so you guys can get the Rose Los Angeles deep sleep. They have a little bit of THC in there, but you know.
Well, THC never hurt a mom.
Never hurts. And then what about food? Tell us about your diet. Cause I had a big old Diet Coke on the way over here.
So it came out today about the whole, I mean, not the Diet Coke, anybody ever thought it was good for you, but finally they were like, aspartame, that good. Like it's a whole thing.
It's terrible for you.
Honestly. I know.
So bad, you guys.
I
use Diet Coke to remove rust off of cars.
Exactly. I know. I try so literally hard. I know I'm going to try again to quit. It's
but you
so
know what?
Hard.
She didn't drink for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Didn't drink alcohol.
It'd probably be better for me to drink some tequila than the Diet Coke.
Well, I stopped drinking a year ago because I just felt like it was taking me out of the zone. And I'm like, in it right now between work and being a mom. And I found the best cocktail. I'm going to send some to you guys.
Okay, what please. Is it called? What is it called?
It's called Aplos, A-P-L-O-S. It is delicious. It has no sugar, so it's zero calories. And you either mix it, I put it over ice and I do like a Pellegrino, and it has CBD in it. So you actually feel that like, at the end of the day.
I'm having one tonight.
Me too.
I look forward to my Aplos cocktail. It's amazing. It's going to be in the mail to you guys tomorrow.
Oh my God. And you felt great.
And drinking, it's the best.
Are you vegan? Are you vegetarian? Do you eat protein? What is your diet?
I feel for me personally, no labels is the best. Like it's just, I feel like for me mentally, I just operate the best when I just am intuitive all the time. So I start my day generally with a raw smoothie with like kale and spinach and coconut water and a mango, pineapple, banana. And I love that like high vibration food. And then I feel the best when I don't eat gluten. But like when I say that, like I ate Isabella's macaroni and cheese last night. So it's like when it's how I feel the best, but it happens every other day.
I'm sure you've heard about Goodles. Do you know about Goodles?
We are exclusively Goodles in our house.
I don't know what Goodles is.
Goodles, well, because Gray and McLean are not five.
What is a Goodle?
It's a type of like pasta, mac and cheese. They have all different flavors. Goodles.
It's gluten-free?
It's gluten-free, I think so. Is it? No, maybe not.
Mm-mm. It's just like good for you macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
By the way, my 15-year-old still, that's his favorite food still, is macaroni and cheese. You act like all of a sudden he's a gourmet chef. No.
I'm going to be so sad when my kids stop eating macaroni and cheese because there's nothing better than like those spoonfuls over the stove.
What are some of your favorite snacks for Rosie and Isabella?
I love dehydrated banana chips. We go through a lot of those. We do a lot of dates and peanut butter. That's another favorite. You can like line up little raisins on top for little boats. And then, oh my gosh, I think they're called Made Good. Those
we do
bars.
Made Good. Yeah. They're really good.
They're really good. And Rosie, I mean, bar. Like when she's like, it's all she wants to eat. And I'm like, it's breakfast time. Like we'll get one later.
Do you have any tips for working moms out there? Like how are you navigating having two young ones and creating this amazing business and having a husband and, you know, everything that you're doing?
I think that a couple things. Today I went to the acupuncturist and I said to him, I need to make a change because I had stopped doing the things that make it all work. I had therapy every single week just as a stress release for the first like 3 years since starting Say, or I guess 2.5. And I stopped doing it because the summertime things got busy. Work is just insane. I just couldn't fit it in. I stopped going to yoga and I'm like really feeling it right now.
Self-care. You're not self. You need to get your self-care back in line.
The last week I was like, oh, like it's not working right now.
Yeah. I'm going to start back acupuncture. I did a lot of acupuncture during my pregnancies. And so I was pregnant for a lot of years, but I really miss it. It's something that I'm actively going to put back in. And
it makes such a difference.
It makes such a difference. Since you have a background in fashion and we know you have great style, what are some of your favorite brands?
I love, I think it's AYR, Air. I also love Nilly Lowton.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just, for me, it's all about the classics with the great cut and no more ruffles. I can't with the ruffles anymore.
I know. I love me some Ula. I love me some Zimmerman, but we have to start to pare down.
That just for my body. I'm more athletic, so I need to be a little bit more simple, as you can tell from my non-simple shirt that I'm wearing right now.
But.
Any new brands? Good question. I don't think they're new at all, but I am kind of obsessed with Janessa Leone right now.
She's amazing. Okay. She's not new. She's phenomenal.
Not new. I don't know any new brands.
Trends. Are we following any trends?
I don't do trends.
I love you. I want to not do a trend, but I do like a trend every now and then. I don't know why, but I do.
Anytime I do a trend, I regret it. I mean, here's a trend I love. I love an oversized blazer right now.
Oh, I
love an oversized blazer with just a little bit of lingerie peeking through. So basically just like with high heels, the blazer as a dress. That's my
I love that you both are wearing a great red lip. I love it.
That's classic.
That's classic.
You know
what? And what's funny? This shade is actually called classic.
It's so good.
I only started wearing a red lip in my mid 40s. I never worn a red lip.
Are you
lip,
kidding me?
Never in my entire life. Because what happened is as I got older, I started paring my makeup down. I used to have like foundation and this and a black dot, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now I put some mascara on and a red lip and that's kind of it. I can go out and that's it. It's, you know, I sort of like bringing the beauty down as you age a little bit. So I didn't know.
Do you do any facials or lasers or favorite derm or?
I love a Clear and Brilliant. I actually just texted Marnie Nussbaum, who's in East Hampton, and was like, can I come for a Clear and Brilliant? Because I like to go like probably once a month. And she's like, girl, I'm gone. She's like, I'm not going to be back till next summer. And I was like, shit.
Clear and Brilliant's great. It's really good for like uneven skin tone.
Go into the city.
I know. Are you guys basing out there?
We live out in Sag full time now.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Oh, yep. You're so lucky. Any exciting news that you will tell us about, say, any new products we need to be salivating over?
I have two pieces of news for you guys. Number one, Glowy Super Gel is coming out in a new shade. And I think you're going to love it because it's called Warm Glow. It's in between Sun Glow and Star Glow. And it's exclusive in our holiday kit.
Oh,
amazing.
I'm getting it.
I'm getting it. Well, Molly's got a nice, you know, tan skin. Well, I'm like a little pale situation. Always, always, always. So I can't wait to
You will
like,
love the star. The I'm star is excited. Perfect for you.
Yeah, I think
you,
the star
I don't
is
know.
Perfect.
The sun is more, well, it's more me right now, but I can't wait for warm.
The holiday kit has one star glow, one warm glow. So just, it's everything you need. And then the other piece of news I have is that we are working on what's turning out to be the largest reproductive rights campaign the beauty industry has ever done.
Amazing.
And launching on October 25th. And right now there's over 40 brands involved.
It's amazing.
I came up with this idea just over a month ago and we are just off to the races and I'm really pumped about it. It feels so, so good to be working on something that I don't know, personally, I've been feeling kind of helpless about. So we're going to be raising money for an incredible organization called Sister Song and really putting our stake in the ground as the beauty industry that we stand for reproductive rights and women's rights. And yeah, I'm so excited.
That's amazing. I would love to know more.
Yeah.
You know, it means a lot to MA and I, and it's incredible that we have gotten this far after so many years. My mother would roll over in her grave if she knew that Roe versus Wade was overturned.
It's been, you know, you'll appreciate this because only Sean Sachs would say this, but I was in such a dark place. And I said to him, I was like, I'm dark right now. I really like don't feel well emotionally. And he said, well, why don't you do something?
Oh, see,
that's Sean Sachs, by the way.
That's a Sean Sachsism. And it was so exactly what I needed to hear. And I picked myself up and got it working on this. And every single brand across the entire beauty industry was like, yes, we're in.
That's amazing.
So
what we can do when we all put our mind to it. That's
exactly.
That's amazing. Yeah. We definitely want to know more about that. I can't wait to hear a little bit more about that.
Little rapid fire. Favorite clean ingredient.
Licorice root extract. For brightening. I was a water polo player and a competitive swimmer. So sun damage.
The thing about being a mom.
Probably what I learn about myself. Reflected back at me.
Coffee or tea?
I'm gonna have to say coffee.
Go to cocktail. I think you just told us earlier.
Aplos. APLOS.
Yep.
Fill in the blank. Your happiest when?
Having my babies.
Your next vacation destination will be?
Going to St. Bart's for my birthday.
Oh my gosh, you're going to have so much. Where are you staying?
Cheval.
Cheval Blanc. Oh.
Yeah, Cheval Blanc. Beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing. If you had another career, what would it be?
Be a social worker.
One beauty product you can't live without.
Glowy Super Gel.
What's the one thing you love about Sean Sachs the most?
I love how intuitive he is. Now he knows me better than I know myself.
He's and if amazing. You could bring one thing to a desert island, what would it be?
I mentioned it earlier. I think it'd have to be my Janessa Leone hat.
Like, by the way, it's the best hat.
It keeps the sun off your face. Like, you know what I mean? Like you'd run out of any beauty product. Exactly. It would be with you the whole time until you got rescued.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
I think know your power.
You're amazing.
You guys really are. We're so lucky to have you today.
Incredible. Yeah. Founder and CEO of Say. You guys can get her at Laney, L-A-N-E-Y, or Say Beauty. I love you. Love your husband. Love your products. I think what you have created during a pandemic has absolutely been a game changer. I am really obnoxiously judgmental with beauty and all things wellness. And I literally, I think I might still have your first like PR card. It was a girl, she had freckles. And I was like, God, that's so good. I mean.
She does. She loves it.
I do. I can say that I have sold a lot for you because I love them. I love it.
Well, and that's a fact. You have. Thank you guys so much for having me. This is a bucket list moment for me. It's been such a treat talking to you, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're amazing. And you guys say it, but you're the best. Thank you. And tell Sean we said hello.
I'll tell him you say hello, and I have a bunch of goodies coming your guys' way. Oh, so.
Well, we can't wait.
I can't wait. You guys, thank you so much, Laney Crowell. It's Lipstick on the Rim. That's a wrap. Love you, MA.
I love you, Molls.
Till next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.